And he usually has a theme. This one is My Life Psalm, being women of faith. And so he has asked Dixie Woodward and Whitney Turner to speak to us this morning, and they're going to share their testimony. So Whitney, come and join us. And thank you for being brave enough to come and do this.
Yeah, bravery. Whew. I can stand in front of a group of fourth graders and be fine, but a church full of adults freaks me out. That would be great. That would be great. As Margie said, I'm Whitney Turner, and Troy asked me to speak my psalm that kind of speaks into my life and give my testimony. So the psalm I'll be reading is Psalm 25. In you, Lord God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame. Nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord, and teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember my sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him, and he makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction, my distress, and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me, and do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. My integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. So the psalm is a psalm that we've been talking about in our young adult Bible study. And I just love this psalm, because as I was looking at this and trying to tie a psalm into my testimony, I just felt like there was a great template to how I'm supposed to live my life and how all I need to do is to put trust in the Lord. And I wish I would have had this template or realized that this template was there earlier in my life, because I grew up in a Lutheran home in Montana, and I did the usual things. I did my first communion, I did confirmation. My sister and my two cousins, we also did that as well. And, you know, we had this ritual of things we did, but I don't think we were ever really taught that piece of, just trusting, and that would be enough. Because in the summer of 2003, one of my cousins died in a very tragic car accident, and my world completely fell apart. So any piece of ritual that I had in my life, that didn't even make sense. Leah was one of those girls that was just spunky and silly beyond all belief. So she could make you laugh to just peeing your pants. I mean, she was funny. And so to lose her was, and I grew up in a small town, so to lose her was like losing a sibling. It wasn't like losing a cousin. And so I was so mad with God for taking her out of our lives and out of my family. And I spent over a year just frustrated and so upset with God. My friend in high school, her name was Amy, and she invited me to all these youth group things, and I was like, no thanks. Just can't do that. So, but she persisted. She was just a voice of reason. Finally, she got me to kind of go to our youth group, and I was surrounded by these people who loved the Lord and loved other people, and I just still had such a hard time opening my heart and trusting in Him. She kept inviting me to things. We had an event called See You at the Pole. It was like a prayer and worship thing that we did at our high school once a month. And it was at one of these particular See You at the Pole events that I just kind of got hit with the fact that I had created this giant God-shaped hole in my heart and that I had carved out all on my own because I just had no desire to trust Him. And I knew that I just needed to repent and to trust and accept God's love and forgiveness. It was from then on that, that I knew that He had been guiding me all along, even though I had pushed Him away. And He had brought this amazing friend into my life to show me that the way back to Him. Fast forward 10 years, and it's the spring of 2013, and I'm married to the love of my life, and we decided to move here to Escalon, California for Ian's job. We didn't know anyone, and we decided to just take this on. And I didn't know what I was going to do with myself in this strange new place. And this verse in Proverbs 3, let's see if I can find it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is kind of what kept me going as we were packing, which is, packing is a four-letter word. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. I just kept thinking that there's a reason we are heading to California. There's a reason we are coming here to this town, and that we will be away from my family. And I needed to lean not on my own understanding, because I definitely had no idea why we were here. So I trusted and believed that God would provide the things I needed. We prayed for a job to present itself for me and a church family that we could be a part of. God knew my desire to be teaching, because I had been teaching before. And after only being here 2 months, I got it. Hired as an instructional aide out at Collegeville, which I was so blown away that it didn't really take that long in the grand scheme of things. God knew that that's what I needed. He provided us with this amazing church family, just full of people who are so welcoming and loving, and we're truly, truly blessed. That leads me to another verse, Psalms 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I just truly believe that I did nothing but put my trust in God, and I believe that He would see me through. And that is the power of God. I'm not saying it is always easy, because it's definitely still a struggle. But my hope is in Him who protects me, guides me, and rescues me from this craziness that is life. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. This morning, I would first like to acknowledge my mother, who is Gladys Elizabeth Limcool, a longtime member of this church, and who went to the Lord on December of 2001. And I love you, Mom. Hope you're having a great time with Dad. I became a mom in 1977 with two twin girls, Jackie and Tammy. And I have to be careful who I say first, because I was told, I was a little out, of course. I was told that one leg came out first, and on the birth certificate, Jackie wound up being 1 minute before Tammy. So it's a fun thing to try and remember their whichever one's first. I am proud to be their mother because they are two great, I want to call them girls, but they're actually women now, and I love them dearly. They have given me seven wonderful grandchildren who I also love dearly and pray every day that I will see them grow up to be wonderful Christian loving adults. When Troy asked me if I could speak on this topic of my life psalms, I pondered for days on what to say and how to start. So I prayed and I prayed and I said, "Help me, Lord." So here's my life walk with Jesus and the various verses in Psalms that have carried me through my life. I broke my life into three different stages. The first stage, as some of you know, I was raised in this church. I'm talking about the original two-story white wooden building. I can even remember the layout of the building as if it were yesterday. I was a child of four or five, went to Sunday school classes, vacation Bible school, and I remember arts and crafts with Alice Pop. Of course, I went to church and sang a lot with my sister, Georgia Lou, and did Christmas plays. And as I got older, I was in the youth group and the choir and went to camp. Last Sunday, watching all of the kids doing the service and the groundbreaking reminded me so much of my childhood in this church. As a child, you take in all that is taught by your teacher and parents, like Psalms 118, 24. "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalms 118, 14. "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." Psalms 116, 1 through 2 and verse 9. "I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. I will call upon him as long as I live." Now, of course, as a child, I'm not sure that I didn't necessarily hear these particular verses in this way. But I do remember books, stories, books with stories about Jesus and the sermons, of course, the pastor chose, which would instill in me the rejoicing in song, the strength we get from God, and the love God gives us through all things. Now, what I call the second stage of my life is leaving home around 18, college, marriage, working various jobs, divorce, refigure what you want in life, second marriage, birth of twins, moving around, raising twins, breast cancer, survive, death of my parents and my brother, husband's health problems. Living a life that had lots of twists and turns. This is a span of about 40 years, which I'll just say was a time of mixed feelings involving worldly things and just take care of what had to be done at the time. Part of this time, I was with God, and other parts, not so much. Psalms I can refer to during this part of my life is Psalms 139, 1 through 3. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." Verse 9:10, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." I think this time frame for a lot of us is hard sometimes to stay focused on what is really important in our walk with God. That's why when I look at our church now, it makes me so happy to see all the young parents and their kids here giving their children a solid rock to stand on in good times and bad. Now the third stage, the last stage I have to call our senior years, the golden years as they like to call it. I wonder sometimes, the wiser mind maybe. You have grown children, grandchildren, retirement. And we took a journey to San Felipe, Mexico, and helped build an orphanage at that time. We played a lot of golf, met new friends. Medical problems. I got breast cancer again, but I got new ones. Healing. Praising God for everything. And that is Psalms 156. And I'll finish with the last two Psalms. Which is 103 verse 2 through 6 and 8 and 10. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. And finally, Psalms 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.